The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitchers under... iTunes and Stitchers. Yeah, those are shoes. Under Toy World Order, we are hosting...
I thought it was Skechers.
Oh, is it Skechers? I thought there were Stitchers, too. Oh, man. Apparently, I'm not hip to cool kids anymore, so yeah. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
Yay.
Yes, we are back.
Yay.
People were very happy to hear from us last week.
I know. It was very gratifying.
Yeah. I was happy to see no one was angry at my my emotional outbursts.
Well, I think most people kind of agree with you.
Yeah, probably.
Probably the guy you were talking about doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Good. The guy shouldn't. And if he does, you keep listening, buddy.
Hey, kind of on a related subject, I got a little story to tell.
What?
I mean, it's sort of tangentially about me, but so you remember when Force Awakens came out, actually, you know, and I did the video, you'll remember this, like I did the video, like right after I got home from Toys R Us, and I wore the Ewok hood. It was kind of a joke. Like, the thing is, I actually own the Ewok hood, so I can't really say it was just a joke.
Right,
I was wearing it as a, like, you know.
Right.
Look at me, I am a crazy collector, right. But look at me, I'm a crazy collector. I'm a crazy Star Wars fan. And then Red Letter Media, who I love.
Use that clip.
They're like, what a dork. So apparently, Mike Steklasa, who's the main guy on Red Letter Media.
Right.
He's a huge Star Trek fan. Like, he loves Star Trek. He's a huge Star Trek nerd. And, like, I guess he got into it, he sort of got into it with William Shatner. And you know, because Shatner's like doesn't like they're all like, oh, you got to go on Red Letter Media, you got to, and he's like, I don't even know what that is,
right?
And he started looking into it, and of course they were like, the Red Letter Media guys are kind of jerks, and so they were joking around on Twitter and being kind of jerky, you know,
right?
Kind of goofy, and eventually Shatner like looked into it, and they have a show. It's the only show I don't like of theirs called The Nerd Crew, which not so much us, but like some of these really hardcore fanboy podcasts and things, like they just completely crap on them.
The set
looks like our basement.
Right.
And they dress like we dress, but like ironically.
Oh, yeah.
And they're being schmucks about it. But like he saw a video of that and like posted that. Like I'm supposed to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ooh, karma's a bitch, isn't it?
Yeah. Because
now Mike's like, my idol thinks that I'm this dweeb. And I'm like,
oh,
that must suck.
It must be terrible
when you're making a joke. To have someone take it out of context and let that be the representation of you.
Look, I know you've been fans of theirs for a long time.
I love everything but that show.
That's why I've never enjoyed any of their stuff, because I think deep down, they are dicks. I think they're assholes.
Well, they are. So are we.
Well, but there's a difference of like...
They love what they... I think they feel about big mainstream movies the way we... Because we just had this conversation before we started recording. Feel about modern toys, or about new toys. Where I still love new toys, but I'm kind of burned out on them, and I think they're kind of burned out, because you got to remember that their one review show wasn't supposed to just be about like the big summer blockbusters, but nobody would let them. Nobody watched any of the other episodes,
right?
So they kind of feel like, oh, we got to talk about the new Star Wars movie. We got to talk, and they're you know, they're a little over it, but they're, you know, I get where they're coming from. I see what you're saying. I still love like Best of the Worst. I love, because that's them sitting around watching crappy B-movies, which they love.
And that kind of stuff I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But it's the stuff when they start, like, when they made fun of you, and I sent them an email.
I know you
as
did.
The owner of the site, and I was like, number one, you
yeah,
don't
I know,
have
your
permission.
Priority was that they didn't have permission. Not that they broke your best friend's heart.
Well, and I also
they
said...
They didn't ask permission to
I also sent my email, too. I'm like, you know, my co-host, who you poke fun at, is a huge fan of your show. And now he feels like, you know... We do this kind of videos all the time, and then you guys took that one clip and just shit on him, and that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And they apologized profusely, and they credited us, so...
Well, you probably got Jay, because Jay's the reasonable one.
Yeah, probably.
But I just thought it was... I just love that, like, he's like, "Oh, Shatner thinks I'm a dingus." I'm like, "Oh, that must hurt."
Yeah, that must suck.
That must really hurt.
Karma's a bitch.
Karma is a bitch.
Yes. Karma spins right round, baby, right round. Like a regular baby, right round, right round. Your favorite Geek Tiki Mugs from Toy NK have got some new Tiki Mugs coming.
Okay.
They're doing Mando from The Mandalorian.
Okay, I thought that was the Boba Fett.
Nope, they're doing Mando, and they're doing IG-11.
Well, they're already doing Baby Yoda.
Yes.
I have him on pre-order.
Yeah.
And then they also have this, which I just found out about, of course, and I've probably missed it. They have blind box mini mugs.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, there's a Bosk.
Oh, no.
So that's now on my search.
Dave is on eBay looking.
My search, whatever, search list.
Dave's like, I must find that.
I gotta have one.
It's like that, like, last week when we recorded, I had to swing by and get a couple paint colors. And while I'm in there, they had the Star Wars miniatures game. Yeah. And they had a Bosk, and I sent Dave a picture, and I was like, look! And Dave was like, oh my god, man! I must have it! By that point, I'd left, and I was like, well, you can always go get it, but I already left. So, and then Dave went and bought it.
Well, the next day, yeah.
Yes, Dave was like, I must have it! Now I own it!
To be fair, the text was, much like the Ewok hood, the text was played up to a certain degree as a joke. Yes. Although it also, yes, I did go buy it.
Yeah.
Like I like to think that we have a self-awareness about how much of a dweeb that we are.
True. I sent you a link last night. I didn't know. I kind of figured. I was like, this might interest Dave. But there's a guy. I don't know if he's made.
I think he did the Clash of the Titans.
Did he do the Clash of the Titans?
All I know is eBay says it's a seller I've bought from.
Okay.
And he's only got one item, which is that.
Yep. This guy bought, I think he's making 20 or 30 of these or something like that. But it's a custom Battlestar Galactica bridge playset done in the old style of like.
Well, in the cardboard. Yeah. It's not chipboard. I think it's just cardboard.
Cardboard. But it's kind of neat looking, though.
I mean, I would. Like, I'm like. Where do I get that Apollo and Colonel Ty figure?
Yeah, exactly. I saw
that. That's like, what I would want.
It's like, I don't think they made those two figures.
They did not.
I think Jason thinks those are customs.
Well, okay. Jason was right.
Yeah. And then little kid holding the Battlestar Galactica bridge playset box.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big box.
Yeah, I sent it to Dave and I was like, I don't know if Dave will be interested in this.
I skipped that one. I got the Clash of Titans one.
Yeah.
Wasn't that based on a real playset?
Clash of Titans was going to be made. It was going to be, yes.
I don't know.
It indeed was going to be.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
Also, there's no room on the Battlestar Galactica. I already did the custom 4-inch scale, like Viper and Raider.
Yeah, as I say, you did those, and those are.
And there's huge. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I gotta get that land ram. Like, I really just should check and see if he's still selling those.
I think that he is. I thought that he was.
I don't know.
I might be wrong, but
I don't know. I haven't looked in. Like, I'm deliberately not looking into it. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
Well, because you know, I don't know how things are going to go this weekend, so I may have to spend a bunch of money on the eBays to buy a damn Baroness.
Boo.
You know, I suppose a buy from Scalp as well. In the kingdom of the blind, the guy with one eye is king.
True. And I saw somebody posted, there's a guy on eBay called Go-Go Andy Robo. It's a huge name.
It's not that huge.
Or no, Skull Crush. Skull is Crush, whatever this guy's name is. I don't know.
Okay.
Skull is Coal Rush. Or Skills, I don't know. Anyway.
Skills Skull Rush is what it looks like.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dave.
And I'm blind.
Because Jason apparently can't read. This guy's actually making Repro GoBots parts.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh. So he made tank weapons for tank, Jeeper Creeper replacements, Littlefoot replacements, and my favorite, Coptor replacements. And I was like, ooh.
You know, he should do Vortex for Transformers, too.
Oh, yes. He does... Robots in Disguise, Megatron Repro stuff, and I'm making some Repro stuff. I was like, ooh, neat. So that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, I'll be damned. Like, somebody's making some fancy-schmancy stuff going on there.
You've been doing that for a while.
Well, but it was the first time I'd seen, like, GoBots Repro parts.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I've got a cop tour downstairs that trying to find his like vintage like accessories is a pain, and you know how I am. I'm like, I just want to display him with his rotor.
Yeah, well, I mean, at some point, like if it's I used to be a little snobby about like Star Wars weapons. I wanted the real stuff, and I'm like, if it's vinyl and it's the same thing as the original,
yeah.
Like, what really is the difference?
It's not like you're gonna sell those anytime soon.
No.
So as long as they go into a collection, who cares?
Yeah, honestly, if someone started cranking out like vintage figures on a card and it looked exactly like the original thing,
yeah,
I'd buy them.
Be like, yeah, what the hell? Yeah, what the hell? Sorry, we went off topic.
Did we?
Yeah,
we were talking about toys.
We were.
Yeah, we did. We were talking about toys. We clearly went off topic. Oh, come on, man! I already got like three copies of this.
Dave's talking about they announced the 4K Ultra HD. Back to the Future Ultimate Trilogy, which of course includes all three movies, with loaded with bonus material, including a bonus disc that comes with an hour of brand new content, such as rare audition footage from Hollywood stars Ben Stiller, Kyra Sedgwick, John Cryer, Billy Zane, Peter DeLuise, and C. Thomas Howell. That's interesting. I don't think we've ever seen that audition footage. A tour of the film's props and memorabilia, hosted by co-writer producer Bob Gale. Sneak peek at the new musical show. And a special episode of the popular YouTube series Could You Survive the Movies, where Marty McFly, Doc Brown, and a time-traveling DeLorean for blah, blah, blah. So,
but not the... You know, what would get me to buy that is if they had the Universal Studios ride on it.
Yeah, I know the last box that they did had the entire ride on there.
Did it?
Uh-huh.
I'll have to look at the back of my box then.
Yeah, I'll show it. I think we both had the same... at least the Blu-ray one did.
I think I have the...
You have the DVDs? The
DVDs.
Yeah. The Blu-ray box set has the entire ride. Poor David.
Butt poop.
Some stuff from Comic-Con that kind of floated around that we'll jump around
to. Yeah, good old right Comic-Con now. At home.
Yeah, Comic-Con at home.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Diamond Select Toys showed off their new Marvel Select Rampaging Hulk, which kind of neat Hulk.
Yeah.
I like their big characters better than the Build-A-Figures from Hasbro.
Generally, they're better.
Yes.
I won't say always, but generally.
And generally, they're a little bit better. Generally?
Generally?
Yeah, I couldn't talk. I'm sorry. They're a little bit better to scale, honestly, I think, in some cases.
That I don't know about, but like, I mean, the last Hulk they did, well, I mean, the last iconic Hulk they did wasn't exactly like gardening around the house Hulk.
Right. This one apparently comes with some alternate fists. Yeah, and it's got a robotic face.
Is it robotic or is it switching between gray and green?
No, it's robotic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at an angle here, people.
It's robotic. There you go.
I mean, robots are gray,
Yeah.
I don't remember having a robot Hulk.
Not either. That's kind of neat, though. I was like, oh, he's kind of cool looking. Yeah, Comic-Con at Home was all kinds of... a lot of, like, the studio stuff that they did on YouTube, like, immediately got copyrighted by YouTube's bots, and the videos got pulled.
What was there? Somebody got their own... They copyrighted...
Cartoon Network.
No, but somebody else, like, did it to their own video.
No. well, I mean, there was a little bit of a learning curve. They've never done anything like that quite before, and... I don't think anyone was quite prepared for YouTube's. A lot of their copyright bots got a little too copyrighted.
Excitable, yeah.
Yeah. And didn't realize that these companies were the ones putting out their own stuff. So they'd like, the videos would start and get halfway through and then they immediately stop because YouTube had like blocked them. And it's like, wait a minute, no, put them back up. Some of the Mezco releases were interesting. They're doing a 5 points of articulations. So they've got that line 5 points. They're doing a Popeye set based on the classic comic book of Popeye, Olive Oil, Bluto, and Wimpy, but that ain't Wimpy.
No, that's probably a different character. That's probably not Wimpy.
I would say so. I think that's definitely not Wimpy they show in the picture.
Yeah,
they say it's Wimpy. That's not Wimpy.
They say it's Wimpy?
Yeah.
I don't remember him being like that in a...
That might be...
Thumbnail Theater.
Yeah. I don't think it's Caster.
No, it's not Caster.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just like a generic cook guy that Wimpy always messed with.
It's possible. They showed off Living Dead Dolls versions of the Addams Family of Gomez and Morticia, which made me go, shit, they're still making Living Dead Dolls? Jesus Christ. A Frank Franzetta Death Dealer 112 Collective figure, which I was like, ooh. Man, that character's got a lot of mileage over the years. All for, he was a character on the cover of a heavy metal?
Something like that, yeah.
An MDS Alien, which I'm not sure what MDS stands for.
Living Dead Dolls, Scooby-Doo Monsters, The Creeper, Ghost Clown, and Captain Cutler. I was like, oh, Jesus. And then I realized, oh, crap, somehow we missed during all of the shutdown that that they did a whole line of Scooby-Doo characters. Interesting.
Hmm.
Some of the Hot Toys stuff that they showed off was Hot Toys Iron Man Tony Stark, the mech test version, which has Tony in his little...
It's more like a harness than the actual suit.
Yes. But I also thought there was a deluxe version of this. Yeah, the deluxe version comes with the...
That's the rare time I'd be like, ooh, I really want the deluxe version.
Right.
I like... Dude, I remember tracking down, they did a Lego dummy.
Yes, they did.
That was like a bag thing. I had to track that down.
Yeah, but he comes with a dummy. Which is cool.
Which I'm pretty sure, if you pay attention, the movie was like the thing that he built in grad school.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's in one of the... There's the montage at the beginning, and like it's in a magazine.
So, yeah. And of course, dummy's the thing that he saves when the old house gets destroyed. He he goes back and fishes dummy out.
That's, well, there's two of them, and it's heartbreaking because they're like trying to save each other as the thing's falling into the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, I know, man. God bless you, Marvel Films. You do some heartbreaking things that make us go, oh, why?
Well, it's just amazing that like this inanimate piece of metal that doesn't even look like a person, and yet you sort of get attached to it.
I know, and you're like, oh, I like him. Why, dummy? Why?
Well, because he's like, if you turn that fire extinguisher on me again.
Yeah, I'm going to dismantle you. they showed off the Wonder Woman 1984 classic costume Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm glad they finally started deciding to do sculpted hair on the women because the rooted hair was always an issue to me.
I was thinking that, and at the same time, like I'm like, I don't know that I like it on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw Gabriel Iglesias. Comedian,
okay, yeah.
Is a huge like comic book like toy collector.
Okay, who isn't these days?
Well, he did a video for Comic-Con basically showing off like his collection.
Okay.
Because he's like, usually I go to Comic-Con and I can't go this year. But he's like, you know, this is gives a look. One of the toys he showed off was the old Hot Toys Black Widow with the rooted hair. And I was like, oh God, it looks terrible.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, I forgot how bad those looked.
I'm not arguing that rooted hair is very difficult to pull off.
Yes.
But I don't know, something about it, I don't like
something
it.
Something about the sculpted hair?
Yeah. See, and the thing is, I'm usually with you on that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just irritated that we can't see this movie.
I know, right?
Although, I shouldn't be irritated because it's just more character assassination against Maxwell Lord, so.
Yeah. They showed off a Hot Toys Deadpool 2 Cable.
Will five of them be sold via Walmart.com so you can never get them?
Right.
At least he's like only the most important character in the movie besides Deadpool.
Pretty much. He comes with some fun stuff, but...
He comes with a lot of crap.
Yeah. Very nice detailing, of course, as always. And then they showed off a Star Wars Clone Wars 1/6 scale Anakin Skywalker with Stapp. They're also doing Anakin by himself, but they've got a deluxe version with the Stapp. And a bunch of removable armor and holographic Jedis and different lightsaber effects. And so,
I mean, it's neat, but
yeah,
like I don't like the Stapp.
I never liked that vehicle. I always thought it was kind of lame. Yeah, I always thought it was kind of funky. Mattel's final round of the Masters Universe Origins figures is up. Apparently, Keldor is leading on Instagram, but it's looking like Triclops is going to end up being the winner, which is completely...
Oh, so this is a Hasbro poll.
Yeah, right. Keldor and Triclops are the last, like, are in the last one. And Triclops...
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Triclops has got, like, 54% of the vote. I'm like, really? Like, people want that Triclops over the anti-attorney of Keldor? Like, really?
Well, it is, like, the Mirror Universe character. So I can see why. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Master Trans.
It's just
weird.
Just super weird. I'm like, how is Triclops winning?
I don't know. Well, because it's not really Keldor. Like, if it was really
Keldor, yeah,
I think he would have run away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We were talking about off air, but G.I. Joe Declassified.
I always say Declassified, too.
Yeah, because it's a website of guys we know run the website, or the podcast.
Yeah.
But G.I. Joe Classified 6-inch Special Missions Cobra Island figures, which are Target exclusives. The original sale date was August 14th, and which you informed me, which I had not realized that.
Yeah, like you, I guess you must have looked this up and did it in like a second, because like you were like, I didn't hear anything about
well,
that.
Well, I pulled the story up and didn't pay attention to it. Oh. I just saw G.I. Joe Classified and was like, I'll pull that up. But they
we'll get 5 minutes of ranting out of Dave.
But they've changed it from the 14th to August 1st.
Yeah.
Most of those figures have already been out and sold, though.
A lot of them have.
Yeah, because Dave has some. Because
well,
because
they went up. They were, like, they rang up as street dated the 25th.
Yeah.
So, and, hey, man.
So, who did you get? Did you get a Trooper and...
I just got the Trooper. All we had at ours was the Trooper and Beachhead. And I feel bad. I probably should have picked up a Beachhead for our friend Mike Irizarry. Like his favorite character.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it at the time. I was just like, I wish they had the damn Baroness.
Yeah, I know. So Dave has to... Oh, she's fine. It's a monster being crazy. So Dave has to go to Target on Sunday to see if he can...
Well, they're also going to be back up again online, and I'm sure they've fixed that problem.
Yeah, no crap. That's for sure. If you hear cat howling in the background, ladies and gentlemen, it's because my youngest cat has decided to be batshit crazy, so... I'm not sure what her problem is.
Ethel is the youngest?
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God.
She is the youngest. So, yeah, Dave wants wants another shot at his Baroness.
I want a Baroness. Yeah. Like, well, if I... Like I said, I think at the beginning of the show, I'll get it. I don't get it. I guess I'll just... Because I figured they'll be... In fact, I know the people that will be there.
Right.
Like, because I can't be so lucky that they didn't hear about this.
Right.
And even if I get there, and even if they're not there, then Target will be Target and not have put anything out.
Exactly.
So I don't have a lot of hopes for getting one, but like I might as well try to get one at retail or for retail.
Might as well.
Well, I mean, you know, it would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Might be one of the, like we were talking before the show. I'm getting to where you're at, so
yeah,
might be one of the last things I buy at retail if I can find one.
Best Buy let the cat out of the bag, and it looks like we're getting a new G.I. Joe game for PS4, Switch, and Xbox called G.I. Joe Operation Blackout. Which I don't know if people... There were some...
Scroll down a little.
Okay, hold on.
Because, hey, that's kind of interesting. Scarlet's got kind of the new outfit.
Yeah, it looks like...
Oh, and Roadblock's got the railgun.
Yeah, so... yeah.
It's almost like they coordinated that.
Right.
Which is weird, because I don't give Hasbro that much credit.
looks kind of... looks very Fortnite-y.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Am I wrong? Doesn't it not look like kind of...
To me, it looked like that other game. Cobra Commander looks like he's in Borderlands, and everyone else is like in a different game.
But yes, the designs they used in this game are straight from the Hasbro figures, so which means those designs were probably used to coincide with this game at some point. Which is why people were kind of angry that they weren't...
it doesn't surprise me that they try to rip off Fortnite, because Fortnite's huge.
Yes.
Would have been smarter to go after XCOM, because I think that would have been more fun. But
true. Playmates surprised everyone with the announcement of their TMNT Elite Series figures, which are basically the TMNT Classics figures they did, only stylized now as the original look of the characters from the very first comic book.
Didn't they do that already?
That's what I
thought. I've got...
But these are actually 6-inch scale, so they did the 4-inch.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And I thought at one point a couple of years ago they had shown these.
They might have.
Yeah.
I didn't really look twice at them when they popped up on Big Bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, again, I've got the 4-inch scale versions. Yeah. So.
What's funny is they're being offered through Diamond, which means they'll be available through most major comic and specialty shops. They're not going to be available in big box retailers. Which is weird, because Playmates is the one with the license, yet NECA and them are... It's crazy. It's a really weird, you know...
Is Playmates doing anything?
Playmates has pretty much let their Turtles lines just kind of die for a while.
What else do they do?
Because, well, you know, and I'm not sure what else Playmates has got going on.
All right, you forge ahead, and I'll use the interwebs.
The interwebs. Megalopolis Toys, which is an online retailer and sponsor of most web pages out there right now for toys.
Yeah, I know. I get like email from them all the time.
Yeah, they're doing a line of... Not only are they doing a line of Barnyard Commandos, There was something else. There was something else they got the license to. But somehow they got the license to Madballs, and they're doing a line of Madballs figures
someone
as well.
Someone else did Madballs not too long ago.
Yeah. But they're doing Madball figures in the stylized version of the old Head Poppers.
Okay.
So, but they all have, of course, extra hands and accessories and whatnot. And they're beautiful figures.
Yeah,
they
look really
friggin'
cool.
Gorgeous. And I know Danny did an interview with them about it, and they talked about some of the other lines that they were doing. And I gotta find that. I just want to bring up that that thumbnail. Barnyard Commandos. Oh, Battletoads is the other line they got that they were doing.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, wow. I was like, good for Megalopolis, I guess. Business must be good. Well, and I guess the guy that runs it's a huge toy guy and loves those lines.
Yeah.
But I was like, shit. I was like, who did Barnyard Commandos? Was it Hasbro?
I have no idea.
Like, I'm surprised they don't have the rights to it themselves. But
I'm not.
Not that
they
they're
let
ever.
Stuff, they let stuff slip all the time.
Yeah, not that they're ever going to do anything with that. So,
by the way, Playmates. I mean, they do have other stuff, but nothing that you would probably have heard of or care about.
Right. Nothing. Nothing insanely crazy. So, I'm not surprised. Oh, I want Skylynx, but he's like $85. I'm good. Sorry, I saw a listing on Megalopolis' site as I was scrolling through, and I was like, oh, Skylynx. Oh, God, he's so expensive. Oh, God, why? Why? McFarlane Toys revealed some DC Multiverse figures over the weekend during Comic-Con at home.
Yeah, I saw those.
And of course, they are all based on the Dark Knight's metal. And people were really excited because there were a bunch of like Robin Earth 22 figures, and they're like, "Oh, great!" And then they found out, oh, they're not going to do like one figure and three head sculpts. They're going to do all three figures separately, and two of them are going to be chase figures.
Sounds like a problem.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, why are you people surprised? This is McFarlane's MO. This is what they do. Like, what the hell? But they also showed off some of the other figures, which were Joker, based on his look in DC Rebirth, Azrael in the Batman armor,
Flash and Cyborg
as he appears in Teen Titans Go. But a more realistic looking version.
Well, that's
of that.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's Thomas Wayne as Batman from
yeah,
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint Batman, yeah. Which is kind of a neat character. Would that be one that you might snag?
Because
I know you like that story a lot. I thought we've talked about it before. And you,
I mean, I saw the video, the DC Direct.
I thought you had the collected of those.
No,
because you're the one who told me about it, and I was like,
I'm
oh,
sure
I
did to explain what the hell was going on.
Yeah, true. Some other Mezcos for their 5 points, they revealed some monsters. And people were kind of, they're like, oh, these don't look like the Universal monsters. That's because they don't have the license for Universal monsters.
Yeah, the keyword there is Universal.
Yeah, and these are just monsters. So a mummy, and a wolfman, and a Frankenstein, and a Dracula. My God, that Dracula.
Yeah.
The Dracula's got a porn stash.
Well, I see what they were trying to do with him.
I do too. But
I'm surprised. Frankenstein looked pretty close to, like, Son of Frankenstein.
Yes.
Like,
Wolfman kind of looks kind of like... reminds me of Michael Landon's werewolf movie he did.
I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. But yeah, Frankenstein looks very much like Son of Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's the Jack Pierce design. Like, that one they might get dinged on.
Yeah, it's possible. They might have stylized it just enough.
Just enough,
yeah. Possibly. Jazzwares, their AEW All Elite Wrestling figure should be hitting pretty soon, but they showed off some sneak peeks of Wave 3, including wrestler Darby Allin, The Bastard Pac, and Orange Cassidy, which people really...
I have no idea who.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking gibberish.
I know. Dave does not follow any of this, so Dave does not know. But yeah, the people should be very happy about that. NECA possibly is teasing some new lines, possibly based on They Live and the Amazon series The Boys. They teased some weapons, which people were like, those, you know, possibly are the weapons for They Live.
I mean, they're kind of... It's a Remington shotgun.
Yeah.
It's a pistol.
Yeah,
it's an M16. It's an Uzi.
Yeah.
Or possibly a Mac-10.
So, but then they showed off some...
laser eye effects?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. That's not a...
Which could be Homelander's laser eyes. Again,
or
I know.
Or Superman, or one of the billion other Superman ripoffs.
Right.
Which... It's the most generic power, you know, short of flying.
Yes. But,
to be fair, it makes sense it might be the boys, because, you know, that's what's out there right now.
Right. So, the other big news with NECA over this past weekend was NECA announced that the Taco Razar 2-pack is no longer going to be sold at Walmart, like they originally said. Now the figure will, the 2-pack will go up for pre-order on NECA's own online store starting Friday on the 31st and running through August 7th. Customers in the U.S. and over 20 international countries will have 1 week to place their pre-order. The set's going to cost $70 and said to be start shipping out in 3 months in November. They're limited to per household and will be done as a made-to-order item, which means the pre-order isn't going to sell out during the week it's up.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
But once the week's over, that's it.
That's fair. I think that's more than fair.
Well, that's what Super 7 does, and they've done tremendous. Yeah. But they said the deluxe Super Shredder will also be available through NECA's website shortly after the Taco Razar 2-pack. He'll also be available physically in Walmart stores, but won't be done as a pre-order. So that one will possibly sell out. They said that they did significantly increase quantities for both online and physical store sales on Shredder. So hopefully it won't be as hard to find as other NECA stuff. So to their credit, they have taken steps on their own website to try and slow down the scalper bots and try to fix some of their distribution problems.
Yeah.
They realize it's a problem. They realize people are pissed. They realize we need to take steps to try to attempt to fix this on our end the best we can.
Well, yeah.
And I think they've taken the right steps.
I think they've done the best they can.
Yeah, Taco Razar is one that was people were really looking forward to, and they really wanted that 2-pack. And then when they announced it was a Walmart exclusive, a toy for everybody, it was like, oh! And now that it's, you know, a made-to-order thing, it's possible NECA may go that route with the rest of their stuff eventually if their distribution and retail continues to the state they are, where they have to depend on these reps to go in and fill the shelves, and half the time these reps never show up.
Well, okay, depend on. I remember back when Toys R Us was a thing, like they told me, like the NECA reps were like really touchy if you like put stuff out.
Yeah.
And got really nasty, and like they were the only ones who were allowed to touch anything. And of course, then they never showed up.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's the problem. So, is that these guys get paid, then they don't show up.
Yeah.
So hopefully NECA eventually is like, you know, we're just going to pull most of our collector figure stuff out of stores, and it's all going to be made to order.
If they can figure out how to do it and make money, more power to them.
Super 7's doing it. I mean, the figures are a little bit more expensive.
But that's the thing, though, because like fans complain big time about the Super 7 prices.
Yeah. But they still sell.
Okay.
You know, I guess... That's the other half of that, is that they're still, like, the figures are still selling. Like, they're still selling. Hey, look, Audacity's actually running properly this time. Yay!
Okay, thanks for jinxing it.
I know, right? As soon as I said that's going to stop. But, I mean, kudos, but again, kudos to Netflix.
To Netflix.
To NECA, Jesus.
To Netflix.
To Netflix. To NECA for, like, taking those steps and realizing
something. Oh, absolutely. Well, because, again... Like, the backlash wasn't going to hurt Walmart at all, but it was going to hurt NECA.
Yeah. You know, I threw Netflix's name out there, but I've been watching... Remember in the 90s, Antarctic Press, which was like Gold Digger from
Ben Warrior Perry. Nun Arella.
Yes. Netflix actually has done a Warrior Nun television series. It was supposed to be a movie. They did a TV series.
Okay.
And they changed some stuff up, but... They kept a lot of the characters kind of like Shotgun Mary. If you read that comic series, and I did.
See, that was one of those that like I only know about it really because they had figures for them in the 90s.
Yes.
And they would show up in Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, the front of Toy Fair was always the stuff you never see in stores section.
Yes, yes. But like Shotgun Mary's in it. Lilith, who was the villain in the comic series, is in it as one of the nuns. But she's still kind of a villain.
Well, maybe she hasn't done her heel turn yet.
Warrior, like Ariella was the first warrior nun, and it's actually kind of a rich, like
updating of what Ben Dunn created. Of course, he's executive producer and all that on there. But I got into it. Like, I was like, is this what I think it is? And I started watching it, and I was like, oh, kind of cool. And then I Wikipedia'd it, and I was like, oh, shit, it actually is based on the comic book. I'm like, well, hell, I didn't. How did this come out? I didn't even realize it. But I've watched three episodes into it. I'm like, all right, well, this is fascinating. I'm like, I really like this a lot. Here's hoping it gets a season two. But maybe not, because everybody's canceling everything.
Yeah, apparently Netflix is really bad about that, even before the world went to poop.
Yeah, I know. People were pissed that they canceled Sabrina. Everybody's like, boo. And I'm like, eh, it's an expensive show to make. I can see why they would. They're trying to get rid of their expensive shows right now. It's the same HBO did, because HBO just basically canceled Watchmen. They're like, hey, we're not going to do a second season, even though we said we were going to.
Well, from what I understand, Matt, I still haven't watched it yet. I've got it on DVD, but yeah. Like... that one kind of wraps up, and I think the idea was if it was a big hit, they might do it like not an anthology, but like each season.
Like limited, yeah.
Like the, what, American Horror Story?
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Is the impression that I got.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the impression that I get. Dun. Sorry, my Boston's just popped in my head when you said that. I apologize.
I have no... I
know, okay. Dave is not hip to the music scenes.
No, I'm not down with the cool music these kids are listening to like you are.
That's not... Trust me, the cool kids are not listening to ska anymore. Sadly.
I was just trying to massage your ego.
No, you don't need to massage my ego. It doesn't need any massaging. It's fine. I am not a fragile individual who constantly needs their ego massaged. I'm good, thank you.
What are you saying? What are you suggesting?
Dave.
You saying I'm not good? Are you saying I'm not good?
Is that what you're saying? It's okay. It's okay. You're wonderful. You're the best. You're the greatest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go. Yay!
Yay! Crisis averted.
Oh my god.
Again, like the Ewok code, we make jokes out of the real situation.
I know, right? Oh Jesus. Oh yeah. Well, gang, we're recording on my very messy work table that I basically just like moved all my paints over to one side so we could record tonight.
I know. It was a sacrifice and I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. It's the only space I had to work, man. Like, sadly, my entire basement real estate is fucking taken because somebody had to fucking collect toys and shit.
Yeah, that was you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I have no real estate down there. Which makes Carrie mad.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be like making an exercise area?
Supposed to be. Hadn't happened yet. I was supposed to be, like, reclaiming some of that real estate so she can have a workout area, and that didn't happen. But, yeah, my she's kind of mad sometimes because my paint area has taken over the table. Not that we use this table to eat on, but, you know. So, this has kind of become my paint room. But that way I'm, like, right here and not downstairs all the time. And, you know, it makes life easier. But, yeah. I was looking online. There's a... Creatally, which is a company that makes printers, has an FDM printer on sale right now for like $165. And I'm like, oh, what can I sell to make it easy $200? Because it's got free shipping right now. Like I kind of want an FDM printer so I can print the big bases for a lot of these things because they don't fit on my build plate. And that I could just like build it out and be fine and just kind of sand it a little bit and it'll be all right.
All
right. It's not the bases I'm worried about. It's the figures. Like I want the figures to look nice. The bases will look fine once they're painted because they're going to be rocky and grainy and, you know. Dang it. Cursed 3D printing world. My wife said, pick a hobby and stick with it. I'm like, I mean, like she got mad because I started painting again. And she's like, this hobby's costing me a fortune. I was like, I was doing this when we got together. I'm like, and then, you know, we moved and things just kind of went, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of all got put on the back burner. And I'm like, I like painting. It calms me down. It makes me get peace and, you know, lowers my blood pressure a lot because it's nice and relaxing. I'm like, toys, you know, eh.
Well, toys are, I mean, number one, they're a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah.
To get a hold of these days.
There is that.
Number two, it's like you get it and you put it on the shelf and it collects dust and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I still want my toys, but, like, you know. You're always, there's never that real sense of
it's always been the
satisfaction.
Hunt.
Yes, it's the hunt.
The thrill of the hunt, yeah.
I don't know, thrill.
The thrill of the hunt, and then the acquisition, and you're like, eh, all right, on to the next.
Yeah, then there's that immediate, that high, and then you move on to the next one.
Whereas with this painting and model building, like,
you know, I've been there. A company redid all these old like 70s like pirate skeleton kits that have like working mechanisms in them, and I've slowly been like painting this little skeleton who, you know, looks wonderful. But this is what I do with my spare time these days. Like I just paint because it's relaxing.
Oh,
yeah. Wonderful.
That's all right. That's good. Luckily, he's not breakable.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But you can see, like, you know, they sell these little handles you can buy, like Citadel, you know, sells these little handles you can buy, which I own one, and it's fine, and they're great.
Now we're complaining. Now we need a new handle?
No. So, like, you know, the bases snap in, and it's great, but then I saw somebody online was using old medicine containers for prescriptions and putting blue tack on them and sticking them on blue tack. So as you can see, which the people at home cannot because this is an audio show, but I have this whole line of like prescription containers that have like partially been spray painted and have blue tack on them. And that's how I paint my miniatures. I put them on that and I paint them.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been collecting like more and more because I've been trying to finish painting the first like Out of the Shadows box game for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that came out that had a bunch of miniatures. And I've almost got them all painted. Like I've got to paint Casey in April, but they were with the box. But the last figures that need painted in that are the foot soldiers, and there's 16 of them bastards. And so I have to like set up, you know, an assembly line to paint them because they all look the same. So it's just like one. Then you go to the next, you go back to the beginning, and then you add more detail. And once that's done, the other ones are dried. And it's just like, you know. But I need 16, and I'm almost there. Kind of 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I got 11.
Yeah.
12, 13. Almost there. I just got to finish off 3 more bottles.
All
right. Yeah. All
right.
Give me some drugs, Dave.
Okay.
Give me all of them.
Well, not all of them. Okay. I still need some of them.
Well, fair enough. Oh, well, there you go, guys. I hope we bored you with that last little bit of nonsense about toys.
I know I was.
Yes, Dave was, because Dave cares not.
I don't care not, but I mean, you know, it's like, okay. It's one of those things I'm glad that you're doing it, because I know that you do enjoy it, and you are very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
But like...
Yes, massage that ego.
I just don't really, like, I'm not interested in how it's done. It's like I like the Jurassic Park toys. I don't care how they're made. I just want them.
Dave's like, I don't care how you paint this Ewok figure, I just want it done.
This almost goes back to what we were saying last week about how you're like, you know, every toy collector should like study every aspect of the industry, from the sculpting to the production to the chemical makeup of the plastic to, you know, the business aspect and the stock prices. And it's like,
ooh, stock prices.
Dude, I just want to buy a fucking Ewok.
Fair enough. I just want an Ewok, goddamn.
I just want an Ewok, man. This is like homework. This is like back at school.
Some bullshit.
It is. Fuck.
Well, there you go, guys. We'll be back. Actually, next week will be episode 400. And it will be a much different episode than you're usually used to hearing. So it'll be hopefully a lot of fun. And it's more for Dave and I's benefit than the rest of yours. So I apologize in advance.
Well, okay. It sort of became the de facto. It was supposed to be our first episode back from the hiatus. And it kind of became episode 400.
Yes. So by default, kind of. Technically. So we'll be back next week with an honest show, so make sure you tune in then. And until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.